Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on today. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice that we are glad and in it. Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to start off with a few announcements. I want you to know if you missed Faith Come By hearing on yesterday, Elder Bertha asked you, you missed a treat. It was an awesome, awesome message. Amen. She prayed the house down. She walked it all. And she turned him around and brought him back again. But she did an awesome job. It was Faith Come By Hearing, and the show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. And I want you to know the next coming up, it was Prophetess Martha Williams comes on every Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries. It comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And coming up next, it'll be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson. And it comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to know that it is going down. I want you to make sure when you leave here, you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. And if you missed it, my God, you can also go back and hear it on demand. All of the shows are pre-recorded, so you can hear what the Lord is saying. So you won't miss it. So I encourage you to go ahead and you can listen in. You can call the number and listen in, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Amen. We had a few problems today. With sharing it, but you can go to www.blogtalkradio and pull up Prophetic Corner Ministry, and you can hear it on there. We had some technical difficulties today, but that's all right. God is good, and we're going to move on down the road. And I also want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have Wild Radio, none other than Apostle and Pastor Joseph Riles. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome show. If you missed it, oh, my God, you need to go back and hear it on last week. It was just awesome, awesome, awesome. God moves on each and every one of the shows, and I want you to go ahead and tune in and hear what God is saying. We're in our last days, you know. It said the love of many is going to wax cold, and you can see that already. People just don't care about people anymore. So I want you to just come on and tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. Glory to God. And if you need a mentor, you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to make sure that you hit Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles up on Facebook. Amen. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook. And you can click on the inbox them and let them know what the need may be, whatever you need is in the house. I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. Glory to God. It comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. I want you to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. And if you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, and you need a spiritual leader, I want you to hit them up, inbox them, and let them know. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you to come and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many perks. You will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by believers who believe that prayer still works. Prayer is the answer. Amen. Glory to God. You got to also operate your faith. Amen. Glory to God. So I want you to come on in. Amen. And get in. We're only asking for $25 or more. So I want you to always sow the more so you can get more. You know, whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. It say that. Understand. That's the key word, that. whatever that is that you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So if you're sowing love, then amen. If that's all you need, you're going to reap love. If you're sowing, amen, glory to God, money, then amen, you know, it comes back to you, glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead and sow that, glory to God, so you can reap that, glory to God. Because he was talking about seed time and harvest time, and he was talking about giving, you know, on last Tuesday. And we encourage you to give. No, we can't make you, but we can encourage you to give, because God is good. God is worthy to be praised, and he's a grateful God. He's a giving God, and he will withhold no good thing back from us. So whatever you want, you sow, amen, that's what you'll get back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1. Amen. And I will bring you in for prayer. You know, now we all need to pray. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we need to be praying for others too also. You know, we don't just pray for God to give us a bigger barn so we can store up all our goodies that he's given us, and we not be able to give nothing back. Hallelujah. You know, it works both ways. You know, if people come on and they give you the word, and, you know, they set themselves apart to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the people of God, glory to God, then you should be able to give back to the men and women of God, glory to God. So I know these ministers have been a blessing, so I'm going to encourage you to give, amen, give, and it shall be given, hallelujah. Good measures, understand, as good measures, understand when you measure something, you have the measuring cup, and you measure it off right at that line. He means good measure, that's a good measurement, hallelujah. Press down, shaking together, running over, shall me and give unto your bosom, glory to God. So, you know, if you give, you know, you want back. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to give. Don't close your hand now because you're looking at the economy and you're looking at everything else. You know what I learned? People do what that they want to do. They'll give in places that where they want to give. Glory to God. If they don't want to give, then they ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. And some may not have it to give. So I understand that. Hallelujah. But, you know, amen, you can give whatever it is you got. Hallelujah. And expect a harvest on that seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. I don't see anybody have pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, oh God, lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying your holy name on high, God. For this is a day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, on this day, Lord God, we worship and give you glory, Lord. We give you praises. We give you the highest hallelujah praise, because if it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are under the sound of my voice, God. Whatever need, Lord God, is on the line, we ask you that you meet them at their point of need. Whether it's love that they need, Lord God, whether it's a financial breakthrough that they need, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's healing in their body, Lord God, it's healing from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We know that we serve a miracle working God, and nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to mend them back together, Lord God. The broken hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that you love your love, God, for us, God. Oh my God, because you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God, to redeem us back. So we know that you love us unconditionally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Although, Lord God, we may fall short, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you love us unconditionally, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, God, to heal those, Lord God, who've been wounded in church hurt, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Someone said they won't ever go to church again because they called them out, Lord. God, I ask you to heal that, Lord, and let them know, Lord God, that is not you, Lord God. You will not, Lord God, embarrass anyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing church hurt right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As they go, Lord God, and they go into a sanctuary, they will be welcomed with open arms just so well as you welcome us. with open arms, Lord God, with all the faults that we have, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high, because we know that you're omnipotent, Lord God. You're everywhere that we need you to be. You're all that we need you to be, Lord God, at any time, 24 hours a day, Lord God, 7 days a week, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't move, Lord God. You don't move out of our way, Lord God. We move, Lord God, from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is an on-time God, and he is worthy to be praised. Don't ever stop praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. You know, they sung a song. I thank you, Lord God. There's only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Glory to God. Just lift him up anyway. Glory to God. You know, you have to strike up a praise. Hallelujah. You don't need anybody to praise God with you. You can praise. Praise him all by yourself. Glory to God. I know it's a fact. On yesterday, I went out for a while. Glory to God. You know, one of my siblings said, well, you know what? They got your favorite ice cream on sale. So, you know, I had to go, and I had to go get it. Glory to God. And I was just humming in the store, you know. I was humming a song. He's doing a great work. And I just kept on. I didn't realize I was getting a little loud, but I didn't realize it. It's just that I just continue to praise God. Regardless of what you go through, you still have to praise God. Even though if you don't feel like it, the Lord, I'm going to praise you anyway. And don't you know the Holy Ghost power will help you to get over whatever it is that's trying to bound you down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll give you that breakthrough so you can praise him anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And that's what you do. My God, my God. Just continue to praise God. Hallelujah. Praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, my Lord, glory to God. Can you let it out on today? Praising the Lord God for everything that he's done, all that he can do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. Nothing comes short of his glory. Hallelujah. My God, my God. When you reach back in the stack, can you get a testimony of something that he's done for you already? How about when he woke you up this morning? He clothed you in your right mind. Hallelujah. When he touched you. Hallelujah. And he made old death get back and behave. Not this one, not today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you reach back in the stack and think about, oh my God, where he brought you from? My Lord, glory to God. He delivered you out of the club. He delivered you, hallelujah, from the gossiping spirits. He delivered you, glory to God, hallelujah, and set you on high. My Lord, can you reach back, hallelujah, glory to God, and give a testimony? Hallelujah, glory to God, because God is good. My Lord, let's go ahead and get ready, hallelujah, to get in the message on today. We're going to continue with Ruth until he says move on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be going to chapter 2 of Ruth on today. Let's just see a little bit, amen, if you were with me on last week. If you didn't, it's pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it on demand. You can go to www.blogtalkprophetic.com/ministry, and you can hear, amen, the sermon on last Sunday about Ruth. As you can see, God just set her up on high. Hallelujah. She was faithful in what she was doing because she stuck with Naomi. Naomi had lost all her sons, glory to God, and her sons were married. And you know, her husband died. Two sons died. Glory to God. My Lord. Hallelujah. But you understand, the two daughter-in-laws that was with her, one turned around and went back. Oprah turned around when she said, y'all go back. Go back to your own mother and father. But you know what? Hallelujah. Ruth said, uh-uh. See, Ruth had done set up under Naomi, and she done got that Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. She had done got the Spirit of the Lord in her. She knew that she wanted to go on and see what the end gonna be. But you know, like I said, Oprah turned around and went back. I can't do without no man. How many so say, well, you know what? I can't do without no man. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna turn around. I'm gonna go back because you know somebody got a brother over there. Somebody might have a sister, a uncle. You know, amen. And he may not be married, so they can hook me up. Hallelujah. So she gonna turn around and go back. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But you know, Ruth continued on with her through the journey. She said, I'm going on through the journey and see what the end gonna be. How many of you say, Lord, I'm gonna go on through this journey and see what the end gonna be? Glory to God. Don't give up now. Sometimes we may feel like giving up, but don't give up now. Glory to God. Because we gotta go on with this journey. Hallelujah. My God, to see what the end gonna be. So she continued on with her, and they went on back, hallelujah, to the town that she was in Bethlehem. Glory to God. She continued on back to her own hometown. And let's see what happened when she got there, huh? And Ruth was right there alongside to make sure she didn't stumble, make sure she didn't fall, huh? Because if she did, she was going to be right there to lift her up. Hallelujah. Don't you know she had nothing to show her how to pray and everything? Glory to God. So, you know, on their journey, don't you know they were going down the road, so long here journey, but I'm going on to see what the end's going to be on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going back to Bethlehem where, you know, the God, I heard the Moabite tell her that God had visited them. In other words, there was a famine in the land, and they said God had visited over there. In other words, hallelujah, I said on last Sunday, the cows and got fat, the leaves, amen, on the trees came back, all the flowers in the garden was sprouting, glory to God. The wheat was getting ready, everybody was getting ready to harvest, and everything was growing, so we're going to go back over there, hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's see what happened whenever they went back. My Lord, hallelujah. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. You know, everybody said, well, go get your Boaz. Go get. No, he didn't never sit here you to go get nothing. Hold on a minute. Let's see. And he said he was wealthy. He was a wealthy man. And can you imagine, you know, they were over there trying to get to him. Hallelujah. Come on. Most of the women said, you know what, he wealthy, I want him, you know. Yeah, but you better make sure he got Jesus in there somewhere, amen, in the midst of all that wealth. Make sure he got Jesus, glory to God, because he might sell you out. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Glory to God. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. See, she didn't never say, well, you know what? You know, I done came here with you. She didn't even complain. She would just remain faithful. That's the way you have to be. Remain faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remain faithful wherever he has you at this point. You know, if you can't be faithful with a few things, don't look for him to give you many. Hallelujah. You got to remain faithful where you are at this point. You have to listen. Whoever he got over you, then you need to listen to that person. Because you think you listen, you're being, amen, unfaithful to that person. Now you're being unfaithful to God in that person. Glory to God. So you got to think about that. I had to learn that thing along the way, along the journey. And I know I'm not being unfaithful to that, to them that in leadership. Hallelujah. I'm being unfaithful to the God that's in them. Hallelujah. But see, you're looking at the outer appearance. You better look at the Jesus in them, because if you're unfaithful to that person, thinking, okay, well, I ain't doing nothing they tell me to do, I don't care, you know, and you ain't being unfaithful to them. You're being unfaithful to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you better think about that thing. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people will quote that scripture, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Yeah, you quote it, but do you live it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means if God called me to be a prophet, glory to God, then guess what? If I'm not causing you any harm, I'm just giving it, you know, like it is. I'm just telling it like it is. If I'm not causing you any harm, then guess what? If that case, then guess what? If I'm placed in a place, amen, and I'm doing something, then that means, you know, you have to do what leadership tells you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just giving scenarios. So I want nobody to say that I'm talking about them. Amen. Glory to God. I just use myself. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was so to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the kinsman of Elimelech. Ain't that something? See how she got set up because of her faithfulness. It gets better and better. He will set you up, because if you're faithful with a few things, he can give you many. But if you ain't faithful with a few things, then don't look for nothing. Glory to God. Yeah, you'll get little bitty droppings, pieces here and a pieces there. But don't you want the more? You know, always want the more. Because he said he will withhold no good thing back from you. Because everything that you want, it ain't good. Everything that I want, it ain't good. It ain't that he ain't holding it back. Is that it's not good for us at this point. Lord, I thank you for some revelation. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Look, glory to God. Now, you know, come on, somebody coming in and greet you like that. You know what? A lot of people greet people, but they don't mean it. They say, yes, I'm blessed and highly favored. How many times do you hear that? Then the next thing you know, you see them, amen, they're on social media or wherever, or at the club, and, oh, I'm getting my groove on, and I'm, oh, God. How many times do you hear that? Glory to God. My God. But see, Boaz was a good person. He was a good person. Glory to God. Now, I'm not saying that no women weren't trying to get him in them. Like, I ain't said none of that. Glory to God. That wasn't in my vocabulary. Glory to God. But if he were wealthy, I'm sure he was being chased. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? He was asking, who was Naomi? Glory to God. I'm sorry. Who was Ruth? Now, don't you know, see, you can be in a crowded place with 5,000 women. Ladies, let me talk to you. You can be in a crowded place with 5,000 ladies, 5,000 ladies, and don't you know, if there's a man in there that God has for you, then guess what? He going to find you, because God going to lead him to you. Glory to God. He didn't say you go out and get your Boaz. He didn't say that. Ruth wasn't on her journey to go and get no Boaz. It just happened that she ran up on the field, amen, that was owned by him, and it was all in God's plan. So your life is all in God's plan if you wait. Hallelujah. You know, I hear so many times, well, I'm tired of being by myself. But be careful when you say that, because when you're tired of being by yourself, you know, God will send you a jungle. Now, let me tell you what I mean by a jungle. He's going to send you the lion. He's going to send you the tiger. He's going to send you the bear. And ain't now when I'm got no money. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's keep it real. And now when I ain't got no money, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they don't know which way Jesus went. Glory to God. So be careful when you say that. Just say, Lord, help me to hold on just a little while longer to see what the end going to be. Lord, I'm tired, but I'm trying to hold on, Lord. So give me the strength to hold on. You know, if you talk like that, then he will do it. Hallelujah. So you got to hold him to his word. Hallelujah. Repeat his word. Hallelujah. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Right? So that means, hallelujah, he will keep you if you want to be kept. Let's move on to 6. And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Glory to God. Let's move on to 8. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide there fast by my maidens. And you see, amen, she got favor just that quick. Hallelujah. It didn't take her long, but when they got there, you know, and she said, let me go and let me gather some food, you know, and that's what she did. She still remained, well, you know what? I came all this way with you, so now you go and you need to gather some food. Now, she remained faithful. Glory to God. So she was saying, let me gather amongst the sheaves. You know, you already got women out there gathering stuff, so let me gather up in your field. And then, you know, she found favor with Boaz. Boaz told her, say, heareth thou. You know, my daughter, he said, go not. Don't go to nobody else's field. You know what? Boaz had his eye on her. You know, come on now. That's what I'm saying. See, out of all the women in that field, glory to God, think about it now. He went and had his eye on Ruth. That's what I'm talking about. The 5,000 can be in a place, glory to God. And if God got this one man in that place, amen, with the men's all over that girl, they're going to find you, girl. And you better know it. Hallelujah. My God, he'll find you. Hallelujah. He said, don't go nowhere. You stay right here. Amen. In this field. Amen. Glory to God. God was showing a favor. You know, he took a favor to her when he saw her. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art artist athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. He was telling her even what she can get the water and everything. Glory to God, my God. See, he was just watching over God and already had it set out for her. Hallelujah, because she was so faithful and he already had it set out for her. She watched over Naomi like she was her mother-in-law, like she was her own mother. And that's the way she took care of her. Glory to God. So, you know, we got to learn how to help others instead of, you know, yeah, we help our families. Yes, that's important. So don't help nobody else and can't help your family now. That's not right. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to pray for others. You got to learn how to help others. Glory to God. I know some people can't be helped. But you know what? You got to pray for them. You can see or help them by praying. Hallelujah, glory to God. You may not have all the time to give, but you know, and you have to pray. Amen, glory to God. You got many prayers that you can send up. Glory to God. Yes, you do. Let's move on. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not, heretofore. Now understand what he was saying. Hallelujah, glory to God. He was saying, see, it had come before him. That's how you treated Naomi. You know, you done left your mother, your father, and you come to this country where you don't even know anybody, glory to God, but Naomi. And he said it has come to his attention. See, that was Naomi's kinman, yes. That was her husband's kinman, so it was her kinfolk too. Glory to God. But she fell in the right place at the right time. See, God will have you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead on and say this real quick. Hallelujah. Somebody's in a hurry. Hallelujah. And you know what? This one that looking at you, amen, that ain't him. Let me help you out. That ain't him. Hallelujah. Your words get twisted, so I'm going to stop it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Hallelujah. That ain't him. Hallelujah. Know that God has somebody, amen, better for you. He has someone for you that's going to do what needs to be done. I'm going to take care of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't going to take care of them. They're going to take care of us. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God, like you should be, hallelujah. But yes, yes, and yes, he'll put you in the right place at the right time. So don't worry about it. Hold on. I know you say, well, I ain't getting no younger, I'm getting older. Yeah, you may be getting younger, older, but guess what? We should be getting wiser. That's the thing, you know. With age come wisdom. I'm beginning to wonder, though, sometimes, glory to God. Because I see so many now, the older women, you know, young men, come on. Yeah, I'm like, come on, grandma, sit out and take care of your grandchildren. Come on, let's move on. Glory to God. The Lord recompensed thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. You know, he was saying, he was speaking a prayer over her. And he was saying, you know, may the Lord give you back everything that you lost and everything that you suffered. Hallelujah. And he will, glory to God. Whatever you lost and you suffered. Amen, glory to God. You know, all your life. And, you know, he'll give it back. I remember when I'm like, okay, Lord. I never got a chance to go. You know, they used to always talk about tailgating, you know, going over to games and tailgating and different stuff. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know, what did I miss? And you know, the girls used to always laugh at me because I'm like, I never got a chance to do that. I didn't get a chance to go. And I'm like, okay, what did I miss? Because everybody, I'm like, I didn't know what it was during that time. I'm like, what did I miss? Okay, so finally, amen, long time ago, amen, I got a chance to go. And then when I walked up, the Lord said, see, you didn't miss nothing, but I wanted you to see what you missed. You didn't miss a thing. When I stepped on that ground, amen, I was ready to go. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I see what you're talking about now. You know, I didn't miss nothing. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto mine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Okay, what if she was saying, you know, you come on. Now, see, he was going to set her up. He's going to give some dinner and everything. Don't you know, amen, Ruth didn't have she ain't had to pay for nothing. He wasn't trying to do all that. Glory to God. And she didn't offer him nothing. Come on, y'all, see through. Amen. He didn't offer him. All he told her to do was come on, and you come on and eat with me. And she ate until she got full. But listen at this. One thing about it, when she got full, he said she ate till she was sufficed. That means she was full. But guess what? She didn't leave it on the table. She took it, amen, what she had left. And guess what she did? She took it, and she was getting ready. She was going to take it on and give it to Naomi. She did not forget about her the whole time. See, you can't remain faithful just one day, and then the next day, nothing. You can't say you're faithful, amen, two Sundays. Then the third Sunday, the fourth Sunday, they don't know where you at. Glory to God. You can't be faithful, hallelujah, glory to God, just one time. And then say, okay, Lord, I was faithful. I did that one day. No, you got to remain faithful, glory to God, in order to see the glory of God in your life. You got to remain faithful. See, she was thinking about Naomi the whole time. You know, I got to take her something. I got to give her some food. You know, I got to give, you know. And she remained faithful the whole time because Naomi had put the word of God in her and it stuck with her. And, you know, when you have, you know, leaders over you that put the word of God in you and it stick with you, it's a beautiful thing. But when you have leaders that put the word of God in you and then you don't know which way Jesus went after all that, something's wrong. So you need to check yourself. Glory to God. You know, always do a check, self-checkup. Amen. I'm doing one today. I said, okay, Lord, tell me, is it something I'm not doing, I need to do? I have a, you know, urgency to go here, do this, do that. I said, Lord, tell me. Because I said, I want to be in your will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not go out there and try to chase Namboa down. Oh, my God. This is live radio, and I approve this message. Okay? So that's what you got to do. I said, do a self-checkup. My God. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Now, don't you know, amen, he was telling you, I got dibs on that one. So let me tell y'all something. Let her glean and do not mess with her. Don't touch her. Hallelujah. You see, amen, glory to God. God was setting her up all the time, and look at Boaz. He done took a liking to her. You know, amen. He heard what she did. You just think about it. A woman that can be that faithful to somebody whom just is just a mother-in-law, don't you know she's going to be a faithful wife to me? You know, he was thinking, amen. He may have been walking around in that cornfield, glory to God, the wheat field, whatever you want to call it, amen. Barley, whatever, amen. But just think about it. He was thinking, now, if she's going to be that faithful, then guess what? And then we get some children, she's going to take care of our children just like that. She's going to take care of me just like that. Glory to God. Let me help y'all out. Be careful what family you marry in, okay? Hallelujah. You gotta know that you know that you know. See, Boaz know that she who she had been up under. He knew what type of woman she was. He knew that she wasn't there, one of them silly women stricken with sin. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He knew that. Because, hey, amen, he knew what type of woman Naomi was. And that's what you got to do. Be careful. You know, be careful what family, amen, glory to God, you marry in. Hallelujah. My God. You got to make sure, hallelujah. Amen. If it's anything that you need to know, you need to know it before. Hallelujah. Don't know it after. Know it before. Before. Not after. Before. Okay? Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 17. So she gleaned in the field. Let's go 16, I'm sorry. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. He was telling her, he said, leave a little extra down now so she can pick them up. Hallelujah. Oh, look at the favor God had on her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what she had on her. Ruth had favor like nobody's business, did she? Hallelujah. He said, leave a little bit extra down there. And he said, don't you rebuke her and don't you touch her, because he, you know, he didn't want to tell him, you know, I got deals on that one. Out of all the women that was out there gleaming, don't you know, amen, he saw her. He didn't know what she looked like, but don't you know, amen, she caught his eye, and that was God's eye, amen. He saw her through God's eye because he was a good, godly man, glory to God. Now, women, let me help you out, hallelujah. I don't mind helping you out. I won't charge you a fee for this one, glory to God. Now, you know, men who really, really, they want a good, godly woman, yes, they do, and they can see you coming. Yes, they do, and that's what they want, because they know you're going to remain faithful while they're out there doing whatever it is they're big enough and want to do. Glory to God, because they know what you're going to do. You're going to remain faithful to the house. You're going to remain faithful in making sure that the children taken care of. You're going to remain faithful in making sure the bills are paid, making sure everything is taken care of in the house, because they know that, because if you're a good, godly woman, they see you coming. Don't you think they do? They can smell you coming. Glory to God. It's like a sweet savor. Oh, here she comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. I ain't charging nothing for that one. Glory to God. So she gleaned in the field unto Eve and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Glory to God. It was an ephah of barley. He said it was a little over a bushel. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 18. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. See, she gave it to her mother-in-law after she had ate what she wanted. She gave it to Ruth, gave it to Naomi. Hallelujah, glory to God. She watched over. She still remained faithful. Don't you know she could have just ran on off, glory to God, and did whatever she wanted to do, whether she knew anything about it or not. Hallelujah. You could tell the type of person that she was, and you could tell that she took the word in. Can you take the word in when the word is being taught? You know, sometimes people be saying, well, you know what? They just trying to hold me back. They just trying to hold me back. They don't want me to marry this man. They don't want me to marry this. They don't want women, men say, all of them say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you understand, it's not that they don't want you to. They just want you to have the best, glory to God, that God has for you. Glory to God. It's not a holding back situation. It's just she wants you to have his best. Let's move on. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Glory to God. And she said, it's Boaz. Oh, my God. Don't you know Naomi was happy? Hallelujah. She knew that God had just set him up just right. Hallelujah. Let's see what she said here. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kinsmen to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And she was telling her who he was. Hallelujah. He was kin to Elimelech. Glory to God. And she said, oh, my God, look how the Lord has blessed us. Don't you know when she saw that, amen, although she may have been feeling a little sorrow, yes, because she had lost her husband, lost her two sons, but when she saw how God was getting ready to rebuild, amen, things that she had lost, hallelujah, that's what it was, hallelujah. She said, oh, my, he is setting us up just right, glory to God. And Ruth the Moabite just said, He said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. Glory to God. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maid, with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the handmaid, by the maidens of Boaz, gleaned unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. She stayed there. She dwelt with her. She stayed there. She didn't go nowhere. She was right there. When she learned who Boaz was, amen, she went back and told Naomi. Naomi said, it's good. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right there in that field. You know, whenever you get the word, you need to learn how to hold on, and they said, stay right there in that place. Don't move, hallelujah. And they'll tell you how to get in that place. You know, so many times now, just because, amen, you know, maybe because you didn't think you were getting good word. Yeah, you getting good word. You getting fed really good word. But you need to learn how to listen. You know, I was reading, as I was reading, you know, I'm saying, okay, Lord, I didn't understand. What is going on in this scripture, you know? Help me out, Holy Ghost. I'm calling on you, you know? And he said, yeah, you're reading with your head, hallelujah. But you got to understand it with your heart, you know? And I said, okay, all right, that makes sense. Thank you, Lord, you know? So that's what you got to understand. Just because, amen, you think people trying to hold you back? Hallelujah. No, look what she did. She told her, you stay there. Don't you move. Hallelujah. You stay in that field because he had her covered. Wasn't nobody going to mess with her. Wasn't none of them young men going to go over there with her. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And he told her, don't y'all touch this one because this is mine. Glory to God. That's what he was thinking. He didn't tell them, don't you know? Hallelujah. God will set you up with somebody whom he knows. Like I said, going to take good care of you. So many times you want to rush off and the first thing you see looking, hallelujah, that's my husband right there. And the first one, hallelujah, that you think pay you some attention. You think, oh, that's my husband right there, huh? He ain't got a penny to his name. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, my God, my God. Give God time to set you up, hallelujah, because he set up. Remain faithful in prayer. Remain faithful, hallelujah, in the word of God. Remain faithful, hallelujah, to whatever you're doing in the sanctuary. Remain faithful to God, and he will remain faithful to you. He won't let you fall, and he ain't going to let anything come your way, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. It don't matter where he come from. It don't matter, hallelujah. If he say he know the Lord, not the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. You know there's a difference with me. Those that say they know the Lord, you better watch out. But now if they know the Lord, then you know they know Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know you gotta be careful, huh? Where you go, huh? You got to be careful, hallelujah. What you do, you got to be careful, hallelujah, when you see somebody coming. Well, Lord, is that my husband? Lord, is that my husband? Lord, is that my husband? You know what you're doing? You're calling all these men in, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to come right on in, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know what? The Lord sent me. Hallelujah. I went in a place one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, I was walking through, getting ready to walk through the store, going to get something. Hallelujah. And this man came up and he said, well, how you doing? I said, I'm fine, sir. How you doing? Glory to God. Amen. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm fine. He said, hey, hold up. You know what? I need me a good godly woman. And you know, the Lord sent you in here to meet my, hold up. Wait, let me go around here on the back side. I gotta go get something. When he went round on that side, I went out the door, hallelujah, and got in the car and left. Glory to God. You see, that's what I'm talking about. They can see. Not one time did I say, hallelujah, that I was a good godly woman. But you see, he saw it, hallelujah. He saw the anointing on my life. He saw me, hallelujah, glory to God. And then he thought he could play on my sympathy. It don't work like that, glory to God, hallelujah. That's why I said remain faithful, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Everything you meet, huh, with pants on, glory to God. It ain't godly, good God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just remain faithful in the place that you in, and watch what God will do, hallelujah. He'll send you somebody that treats you like the queen you are, huh? Oh, my God. They they won't. He won't step on you. Hallelujah. I don't serve a part-time God. Hallelujah. I don't serve a God that'll give me half and won't give it all to me. Because he said I can have it all and I want it all. Hallelujah. Remember, you serve a God, a good God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You see, she remained faithful to what she was doing. And we have to remain faithful to what we're doing. We have to remain faithful to God. If you usher after though, be the best usher you can be. Greet the people, hallelujah. Not with a nasty attitude. Come on, hey, good morning, how you doing? You know, bless you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And if you see a sister coming around, hallelujah, and, well, hold up, sister, wait a minute, you know, let me see your shirt, your tags out. You know, do such things like that. I was just talking to some people the other day, amen, glory to God, a while back, hallelujah, you know, and they were saying some stuff, and I said, well, you know what, we sisters need to help each other out and stop talking about each other. Let's help a sister out. Glory to God. Thank you for helping me out with that situation. I said, I appreciate it. You got to know how to talk to folks. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. You know, men can get along good, but some of women, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You don't know if you're up, down, all around. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's learn. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to get along with each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't try to tear each other down. If you need to see a sister in need, then see if you can help her out. Besides going, well, you know what? Y'all ought to see her. Don't do that. That may be all she got. Maybe all she can afford. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But she can be remaining faithful to God until he give her more. And he might have sent you in that place to give her what she needs, to buy her dress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because look how she remained faithful. Amen. Glory to God. And God set her up on high. Hallelujah. She didn't went to one field that he had. It said he had many wealth. You know he had many fields. Glory to God. He had wealth. He had more than one field. But he told her, you stay over here at this one. In other words, he was telling her, you stay right here because I'm going to watch you. Glory to God. Can you imagine he was going in that field every day just looking? Glory to God. What she is? She's still here. Hallelujah. God will set you up on high when you remain faithful. Hallelujah. Because he will walk around and come in and, you know, he said, Lord, bless you, you know, and he was blessing the workers. And he said, oh, listen, I'm telling you now, don't y'all touch this one. So they're letting me know that if a new woman come in town, amen, glory to God, you know, they're going to try to come and fight like flies to get her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said, don't y'all touch this one. Hallelujah. Don't touch this one. Don't touch her. Glory to God. So, you know, I guess they were trying to get, you know, the other women's, no doubt. Glory to God. But he said, don't touch that one. You know, God will tell them, don't touch that one. That belonged to me. Hallelujah. And you better keep your hands off. That's what it means by touch not my anointed. Don't go and do my prophets no harm. Don't you touch that one. Because I got her. Okay? Remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. He set her up on high. Glory to God. My Lord. Even though after she had lost, amen, her husband, amen, glory to God, God still got a plan. Hallelujah. Even though you may have lost some things, amen, glory to God, you thought you lost. Hallelujah. But God still has a plan. So we got to go with his plan and not our plan. Sometimes we want God to go ahead and go with our plan instead of asking God, what's your plan? What's your plan for all this? Glory to God. And I remember, amen, I always say a while back, I always go back in the stack. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, wait a minute, hold up now. You know, and my vehicle, amen, it was, amen, smoking, amen, and I had to drive down in a place. It was a minor part that came loose, and I said, Lord, wait a minute, hold up now. You said I would never be side the road. Wait a minute now. You know what he told me? He said, you ain't side the road. He said, you're right down here at Dollar General. Glory to God. Amen. I said, okay, Lord. I said, I'll take that. That's good enough. I remember last. Amen. Glory to God. But you know he was right because he had everybody coming in. He had my mechanic, amen. All I did was hit him up, and he were there. And then he had my other sibling right there. He was in town, and he came on down there. Amen. Glory to God. My other sibling, she came on down there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then he even had the tow truck man to come on. Amen. My other sibling. So really, amen. He said, you ain't side of the road. Look at here. Glory to God. Because he just set me up, and I wasn't there alone. Glory to God. Everything that I needed, he provided it. Glory to God. And that's what you got to look at. If you in need, he will provide. God will provide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think, I'm just seeing, you know, we think that, you know, man is the answer, you know, to everything. You know, if I get a man, then all that going to be taken care of. Everything I need going to be taken care of. Understand, if you got the man, amen, from on high, he will take care of everything that you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you got him and put him first, he will take care of everything that you need. He'll have everything in there when you need it. Amen. When you need it, you got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And from then on, hallelujah, he never let me be inside the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He holds fast to his word. Hallelujah. If he said he got somebody for you, then he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll give you his best. Hallelujah. Then that's what he's going to do. Glory to God. But it's up to us to believe and stay steadfast and be faithful where we are. Hallelujah. And don't move. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, to tune in next. Coming up is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. I'm going to give you a break between here. Amen. 30-minute break, and she'll be coming up the next. And I want you to make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has laid on Minister Elaine's heart. Glory to God. I know it's going to be an awesome message. And don't forget it. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Don't forget Tuesday night, the Impact Team coming back. Hallelujah. My God, they're coming back to shake up the radio. Good God Almighty, don't forget it. It'll be on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern. And don't forget Saturday. Oh, my Lord, she's coming back to shake, to make the demons shaking their shoes with that prayer. Good God Almighty, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show is 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation, amen, to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Lord, forgive me of everything that I've done, Lord. I repent of all my sins. I give my life to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer, again believer. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Just get in a Bible-believing church and take your Bible with you. If you can't keep up, go and take your Bible, write your scriptures down, and then when you get home, you study them and ask God to open up your understanding, and he will. He will. He will do it. Hallelujah. He's not a God that he shall lie, not a son of man that he hath to repent. So he will do just that. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here and let y'all get a few minutes break and get some water. Hallelujah. And get ready for Ministry Lane coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.